you for calling Dr. Daniel Lieberman's office. This is Kate speaking.
Hey, Kate. This is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. Dr. Lieberman just gave me a call, asked me to give him a call back.
Yes, he actually came in this morning. So, yeah, let me go grab him for you, okay?
Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Lieberman?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm actually with the underwriting department. We got your file sent over to us from Hashem, and we're working on getting you an approval. I just wanted to give you a call to go over a couple things, make sure that we're all on the same page here. Okay, perfect. So I have you down as the 100% owner of the business, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been in business?
Well, I got my license in 83. I worked for somebody else from 83 to 85, and I opened my office in 85. So,
oh, okay.
15, 31 years.
For 31 years, okay. Perfect.
Is it long enough?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's going to help. It's actually going to help a lot.
Okay.
Now, as far as the amount that you're looking for here, I see a few notes. I have that you're looking for about $12,000 to $15,000 for some cash flow.
Yeah,
is that?
Well, let me explain you. I'm looking minimum 12 to 15, right?
Okay. Okay.
Now, I know you, not you, but everybody in your business like to refinance loan and give. So if you want to refinance it and give me a larger amount, we can go this route.
Oh, okay.
This is the money I need. But if you say, well, let me pay back your current, if you pay my current loan, I will be having so-called double dipping. I'll have to pay interest, double interest. But whatever you're going to approve me for, but at least I need like 12 to 15.
Okay. All right. That gives me a good idea because we have two options here. We can get you what's called a second position loan. So it's a smaller amount.
Yeah.
Typically they're shorter terms. So, you know, the 12 to 15, that's something that we absolutely should be able to do. But looking at the file, based off your sales that you have and the current balance on your loan, a full refinancing is probably something that is possible. If that is something you're interested in, I'd love to try to shoot for that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that it's always good. That can be our first option. And if it doesn't go through, then we can always fall back and get you what you need for the time being.
If you can be refinanced and give me like more money so I can use this, that would be okay too.
Now, okay.
The only thing I need to tell you is this. Years ago, I took a loan from somebody, and I paid back like $450. Anyway, it was total like $10,000 a month. And to be honest with you, it was a misery.
Oh.
So much affect my cash flow. I basically live day to day.
Oh, yeah.
It was very difficult. So I'd like to take larger amount, and I have no limits. I mean, you give me the limits. Whatever you give me, I'll take it. If it's going to be stretched, so my payments will be smaller, because another side of the medal is this. It depends not amount of money they're going to be approved, but amount of money and period I have to pay back. I don't mind to pay back longer, but I do mind to pay more every day.
Sure. Okay. No, that's really good feedback. That's really good feedback. So what I can do is try to stretch the term as long as possible so we can minimize that amount.
Because when I paid $10,000 a month, I couldn't wait to refinance it. And when I refinance it, I just have a breath of relief. Because
sure.
It was impossible, number one. Number two, you can take money in two ways. You can take every day ACH, except Saturday, Sunday, and holidays.
Sure.
Or usually, I don't know if you can or not, usually you take a merchant account, right?
Yes.
So to me, it's easier if you take a merchant account, because in this case, money doesn't even come. You take them from, you know, before they even get deposited to my account.
Absolutely.
It's kind of, psychologically, it's easier than I have to watch after my account to make sure it's enough money every day. Do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's also good feedback. So if we can get something done through the merchant accounts, that's preferable for you.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it's stretched as much as possible. If you're going to go in the first position, and if you can stretch it for, you know, I've been in the business for all these years, and I took many, many loans. I've been in your business as much as I've been in my business. I took many, many loans. So I'm here to stay, but I don't want to break my neck by doing this.
Sure, okay.
And I'm 60 years old guy. My son is dental school. I'm just waiting for him to graduate and take over. So, but it's still going to take 5 years. Anyway, that's where I stand.
Okay, yeah, no, that's perfect. It gives me a green light on where I want to go. So
are
I think.
Are you an underwriter?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, I told Hesham that I really need like $10,000 by November 1st. I don't know if it's possible for you to do this.
So that was my next question, yes.
Is the offer,
So, well, that was my next question, is how soon do we need this? So you need it by, that's next Tuesday, right?
I came over to you maybe next Wednesday, Tuesday, something over there.
Okay, and I can. We're still in a position that we can get that done by that time.
Well, if we can come to the terms which will be acceptable to both of us. To be honest with you, I just got an offer. Let me read it to you. So it will be good. Okay, so I pay $330 every day to this company I'm with right now, right?
Sure.
So some before I come to the Heschel, I talk to a few, you know, I got an offer of $12,000, payback $17,998 for 76 days for $236 a day.
Okay.
Which is solve my problem, but another problem it creates, I add my payment to the first one, plus
yeah.
I add this one, it becomes $11,800, almost $12,000 a month.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I'm kind of hesitate to take it, despite that it basically solved my problem of $12,000.
Yeah, I'd like to get you something that's going to be a little more effective for you, that doesn't leave you with the two payments.
I don't want to talk too much, but I'm going to tell you what. I've been taking the for last about 7 years, I take a loan. I pay it back. I take a loan. The day I pay it back, I take another loan. So if you guys make everything possible, it's going to be a long relationship.
Well, good. Then what I'll do also is I'll try to get you in one of our programs that are going to have a renewal built into it. So what we try to do is establish the relationship with you first, show that you can make the payments. Then once you do that, when you get midway into your term, we can open up further options to extend the term and get you more cash. So if I can't get the overall payoff loan this first time around, I'll be able to get you something that is better than that offer that you have right now, but I'll build in an option to get you more cash at a longer term after about 3 months into it.
Thank you very much. Just remember that it's affordable. One of the things I keep repeating it, it's affordable for me to pay it back.
Yes. Okay. I understand. That's what we're trying to accomplish here.
If it's not, I'm not going to. And I can tell you one thing. You are the first underwriter ever for the last 5 to 10 years who ever called me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's so much easier to have a clear picture of what you want to accomplish.
Because underwriters is like an elite society. You cannot talk to them. The people someplace over the underground. Mafia. Chicago Mafia. El Capone.
You cannot
talk to them. You're the first one ever who called me and talked to me. And I can tell you one thing. The Hesham, he spent probably hour to talking to me to find out my situation. Yeah, you guys are different from any other companies.
Well, good.
And I can tell you names of many of them. One of them, for example, there is Advance Me, now it's called Ken Capital in Florida.
Oh, sure, I know
it's
them.
It's a big company. It's totally different. They have no personal touch. Anyway, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I told you all my situation.
Yeah, that gives me enough to work with. I'm going to go forward and try to get an approval today, and we I will try to get an answer for you by tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay. So if you're going to call me back, you have two. Are you going to call me back or somebody, or has to call me back?
It will be one of the two of us. I'm not sure who yet.
Do you have my cell number?
I believe I do. Let me look just to make sure. Let's see. Is it the 818-355-9995?
Yeah, so if you're going to call back at the same number, I give your name to the receptionist, just tell her I'm waiting for your call, because I bombarded by the salesman all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Number one. And number two, if you want to, you can text me on my cell phone and I'll call you right back.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's good to know.
Even faster, because I don't usually pick up the phone when I work, but I usually check my text.
Okay, we can do that. So we will be reaching out to you tomorrow to give you an update on it.
Sam, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Lieberman. Thank you.
Bye-bye.